I often wonder to myself, why are more people not using guaranteed income annuities to secure their retirement? We're going to address the top six reasons in this week's Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Welcome to episode number 39. Why are more people not using these things? They basically have everything that you could want for a happy retirement, meaning guaranteed income, safety, security, no market risk, possible long-term care benefits, and most importantly, peace of mind. Just take a look at this quote from the Financial Research Corporation. Our analysis shows that no other investment vehicle can rival the income annuity for retirement security. There is no other vehicle in the marketplace that can convert assets into income as efficiently as the income annuity. The simplicity of the product, combined with the high payout rates, liquidity features, and optional inflation rider, make the income annuity a product that will certainly gain popularity in the near future. Now, I think this was from about 10 years ago, and it is certainly gained a lot of popularity since they first produced this paper. So why do some clients pass on the opportunity to put the worry of market volatility and running out of money behind them? Sometimes they were talked out of it by an advisor who maybe doesn't understand the annuities, or maybe even more a sinister reason that the advisor knew that if they moved the money to an annuity that they were going to take a pay cut because they couldn't charge management fees on the client's portfolio anymore. Other times, it could be just a friend who maybe was placed in the wrong product and has a horror story. But normally, when that happens, it was the fault of the advisor and not really the annuity. Regardless of the reason, it could put you at a disadvantage when you choose not to implement an annuity into your portfolio. And I'm actually going to do a remake of a video that I made a couple years ago based on this paper from the Financial Research Corporation that goes into a lot of details on how portfolios that have annuities inside of them actually outperform portfolios that do not have annuities. But for today, let's just look at what the experts have to say on why people do not implement annuities, because believe it or not, this is actually a very well-researched topic. So we're going to look at the top six reasons in no particular order on why people are not implementing annuities into the retirement. And then I will also address how Atlas and myself help people overcome those reasons. Number one, versus transfer. A lot of times, it's really just how the implementation of the annuity has been framed to the client, because there's a big difference between what happens in someone's mind when they hear the word purchase or the word transfer. It all has to do with how it's framed. Okay. So I'm going to give you an example, a ridiculous one. But let's say you're looking to buy some beef. Okay. And the beef is labeled 75% lean. But then you look at the package next to it and it's labeled 25% fat. That gives you a very different picture of the exact same product that you're looking at. And the hardest thing that I have to deal with on a daily basis working with clients is getting them to take that mental shift from accumulation during their working years to decumulation of their portfolio in their retirement years, meaning it's no longer about chasing ROIs or interest rates or IRRs or any other measurement that your portfolio has been gauged with during your working years. We are in a totally different phase of life at this point, and it's a very different skill set for the advisor. Because once you walk away from that guaranteed paycheck from your job or your business, now you need income. You still need income. It's all about cash flow, and you need it to be guaranteed no matter what happens in the market or in the economy. So let's go back to this analogy of a framing here. If an advisor says to you should buy this annuity and it will give you, let's just say, $1,000 per month, what does that make you think when you hear that? maybe you're making a giant purchase, okay, so you're surrendering the money that you may or may not reap the benefits from. That picture in your mind is you're handing over one giant check or one giant sum of money for a bunch of smaller checks or smaller chunks of money. And that is a huge mental hurdle for most people to get over. So that's how I hear most advisors or the anti-annuity guys frame the annuities for their clients. And I believe that is a great disservice to anyone who is actually considering an annuity. Now, what do you think of when you hear it this way? You can transfer a portion of your portfolio into an annuity, and it will guarantee you a $1,000 paycheck every month that you can spend without repercussion. And it will continue to pay that $1,000 no matter how long you live and no matter what happens in the market or in the economy. And the longer you live, the better your return on investment. But if something were to happen to you before all of the money has been paid back, the remaining balance gets transferred to your beneficiaries. Now, that gives you a very different picture in your mind of what this could actually do in your retirement. Because now maybe you're thinking that I'm just reallocating a portion of my portfolio for a very specific purpose, and it's going to add a lot of value to my retirement. But depending on who you talk to is going to depend on how it's framed. And these aren't sales tricks or anything. Remember, we're saying the exact same thing, only in a different way. One guy is just saying, hey, this beef has 25% fat. The other guy is saying, hey, this is 75% lean. It's the exact same thing. But the human psyche is very interesting because we get different pictures in our heads depending on how something is presented to us. How do I help clients overcome this? I show them we take a very specific amount from their portfolio for a very specific purpose, whether it's income, growth, long-term care, or legacy. And if for some reason circumstances change, then you can reposition at the end of the term. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing type of deal. Reason number two, people are overwhelmed by annuity options. I had 3 phone calls just this past week where they all said the same thing. We've been presented so many different things and we're so confused now, we just don't know what to do. Because there's about 200 different annuity companies out there. Each one has anywhere from 5 to 20 different products to choose from. So on the low end, that's 1,000 different annuities that you're looking at. And every advisor or annuity agent that you speak with seems to have a different recommendation, and they all claim this is the best. The real question is the best for what? And the only thing you want to know is how am I making the right choice? And this can be extremely frustrating. So frustrating, in fact, that most people just throw their hands up and give up and stop considering this as an option for their retirement. Now, there's an interesting book that was written called Thinking Fast and Slow. And what this author talks about is you really have 2 systems in your mind. System one is the quick decision, gut instinct. You kind of know when something's right and you go after it. System two is more of the analytical part of your mind that gets really into the weeds, but it becomes easily exhausted by too much information. And what I see is most people have too much of their system too engaged, and they're trying to understand everything that a guy like me understands. And that's where they just get exhausted, frustrated, and just end up scrapping the whole thing. Because most people know that a guaranteed income and protecting a portion of their money just makes sense. So their system one is saying, yes, this is the right thing to do. But then system two gets engaged by talking with a bunch of advisors, then they start getting bombarded with desperate salespeople trying to sell them on particular products or strategies even. And then again, they just get frustrated, they walk away, and they just go back to what they've always known, which most likely is just a diversified portfolio or just sticking with the advisor that they've been with for years, even though it's a subpar plan. And I really hate seeing that scenario play out because it's nothing but a huge disservice to your own future. How do I help clients overcome this? Number one, we define the purpose of money. Because as soon as we can define exactly what you want that money to do for you, that drastically limits all the options out there. And then once we have defined that purpose, whether it's income, growth, protection, legacy, long-term care, what we do is we run that particular class of annuity through third-party software to verify the best deal. That way, there is no opinion from the advisor. It's just what is available in the marketplace. Who's going to give you the most for every dollar that you send to them? Reason number three, too many steps in funding the annuity. And even I get frustrated with this at points. But what has been shown is that pension plans that actually offer a guaranteed income and is very easy to implement, most of the people end up taking the guaranteed income when it's a simple yes or no answer. So if your retirement plan is sponsored by someone like Fidelity or TIAA, who has annuities that they can offer, the majority of people take that offer, whether with all of the money or just a portion of the money. But when you must move your money to another annuity, number one, if it's not offered, or if there's a better deal out there, it can become a frustrating process. And if you're not offered that plan inside of your current retirement account, it's 100% on the back of the client to do the research once they find the right annuity, then to start moving the money. And then once you start moving the money after you found the right annuity by talking to guys like me, which depending on how many you decide to go through, again, can be exhausting because now system two has been engaged so many times. Now, once you find the right annuity, now you have to start dealing with moving the money. And some companies are easier than others to deal with. But if you have a very retention aggressive company, you may hear on the customer service line that, oh, you need to talk to your advisor who oversees your plan. Or you may be sent to something called the retention department. And when you get transferred to a retention department or sometimes even the advisor who doesn't understand what we're trying to do, I've heard so many just blatant lies, runarounds, mischaracterizations to convince people not to move their money that it makes me sick personally. And again, why would these retention departments make it so difficult for you to move your money? Because they're going to take a pay cut when you do. But what you have to remember is a couple things. Number one, it is your money, so it's your decision. And someone is going to be getting a guaranteed income out of this. It's either going to be you or the advisor. Okay? The difference is if you move the money to the annuity, you're getting the guaranteed income. If you don't move it, your advisor is getting the guaranteed income from continuing to charge the management fees on the portfolio. So effectively, you become their annuity. Again, that's just how the business works. There's nothing necessarily wrong about it, illegal about it. That's just how that type of industry works. When you're with them, they're going to start getting their income from charging you the management fees, and it's going to keep coming in as long as they can convince you to keep the money at risk in the portfolio. So how do I help clients overcome this obstacle? I will be with you every step of the way, up to and including getting on the phone with the current holding company and calling out BS whenever I hear it, when they're trying to stop you from doing something that you feel is right for your retirement security. Reason number four is the perception of fairness of annuities. Now, I hear this from my seven-year-old all the time. That's not fair. You probably remember saying that as a kid too, or hearing your kids say it. And I hear clients say this a lot, normally regarding the crediting methods, such as the caps, the participation rates, or the spreads. Now, when you have a fixed indexed annuity, you will have a selection of indexes to track. When the index that you're tracking does well, you will receive a portion of those gains and they'll get locked in. When the index drops and has a loss, you don't lose anything. So you just get a 0% return that year. So that sounds pretty fair to me. Where investors start to feel a sense of unfairness in annuities is when it comes to these crediting methods. For instance, if you're tracking an index that has a 5% cap on it, and the index returns 10%, you only get to keep 5 of that. The misconception of the unfairness is the belief that the annuity company is keeping anything above that 5% cap for themselves. And I can assure you that is not how it works. And I've done several podcasts on this already. I think episodes 3, 4, and 5, I address participation rates, indexes, and how annuity companies actually make a profit. Just to put this in perspective, let's say that's exactly how it worked. Okay. So I'll use an analogy that if you walked into a casino and you put your bet on the table and the casino manager walked up to you and said, "Hey, we operate a little bit differently here. Whatever pot you win, we only let you keep half." And you may be saying to yourself, "That's not fair. I can go across the street to Wall Street Casino and they'll let me keep all of the gains, all of my winnings." But you didn't let the casino manager finish. The follow-up to that was, "Hey, we're only going to let you keep half the pot, but whenever you have a losing hand, we're going to let you pull your bet off the table." Now, how many of you would take that deal? Probably everybody. And also, how much would you bet on each hand? As much as possible. If you knew that every hand that was dealt, you could put as much down with no consequence of losing money, and the best alternative, if you just get half of the pot, I think most people would bet as much as possible. But like I mentioned, that is not how annuity companies make a profit. Go back, listen to episodes 3, 4, and 5 to really understand where that money is going. Now, how do I help people overcome this obstacle? It's by educating them through podcasts just like this one. Okay, the fifth reason people are not using annuities is because a misperception of liquidity. I hear all the time, "I don't want to lock up all my money." Now, again, this is one I hear frequently. Let me address the all of my money scenario here. You cannot put all of your money into an annuity. The annuity company will not allow it. In fact, you even have to have a certain amount of assets for them to consider taking your money for the annuity. And then you can only put up to a certain percentage of your overall investable assets inside of that vehicle. So I think one huge misconception is that this is an all or nothing deal, that you have to put everything in or nothing. The only amount that should be allocated to an annuity is the amount that will serve the purpose of that particular sum of money that we're looking to accomplish. How about the tying up of the money part? Again, this is another misconception, and it's based on the misunderstanding of the terms annuity and annuitization. Annuitization goes back to the old school SPIAs, single premium immediate annuities. These were the ones that you sent a lump sum of money to the insurance company, and they started paying you a monthly income. But what happened was, if you died 6 months later, the insurance company kept all the money. Now, that used to be the only thing that was available. Now, just like with anything, market demand, improvements, mathematics, actuaries getting better at this, they have come up with better ideas, such as return of premium, meaning if you do not get all of the money back in income, there is a balance that will be passed on to your beneficiaries. So you're no longer having to annuitize the money. There is still liquidity and death benefit with these products. And here's the biggest thing most people do not understand, is that your money is already locked up, at least a good portion of it, if not all of it. Because if the purpose of your retirement portfolio is to generate an income in addition to Social Security or a pension, if you have one, that money has to stay invested to continue to produce the income. So for example, if you have $1 million and you need $40,000 out of there, going back to that 4% rule, you really can't take any more than that out of that $1 million portfolio. That $1 million, even though technically you can move it around to wherever you want, but it has to stay invested to continue to produce that income. You can't just go in there and grab $100,000 out to buy a boat, because it screws up the entire plan now, and you're going to have to readjust your spending. But when you implement an income annuity to provide a portion of that money that you need for income, because the payout rates are so much higher than you can get from a managed portfolio, it actually frees up quite a bit of money, and now you have discretionary liquid assets. And I did a very detailed explanation of how that works and that concept. So go back and listen to episode number 22 to really understand what I'm talking about. So how do I help people overcome that obstacle? Again, we defined a very specific amount of money for a very specific purpose, showing how you could actually end up with more liquidity using the annuity. So again, go listen to episode 22 for a very detailed explanation of how that works. And then number six, of course, is FOMO, the good old fear of missing out. Now, this is interesting because this goes back to a study that's based on loss aversion versus risk aversion. And some people would actually just rather risk the money in hopes of a bigger gain, even if it means a bigger loss, rather than having the protection from loss with a smaller gain. However, you cannot risk all of your money in the market when you are relying on your portfolio for income. That's why you see most advisors just spreading the money all around in some sort of 60-40 type diversified portfolio. But what ends up happening, and this is how I help people overcome this, is you have to realize once you have a portion of the portfolio secured to provide a foundation of income, now we can release the hostages in the rest of the portfolio, okay? You can get rid of the anchors that are causing those lower returns, and you can actually start to get more aggressive by going after the bigger gains that you wouldn't be able to if you didn't have a solid foundation of income already in place. So at that point, we're actually giving you the best of both worlds, security and the opportunity for big gains. Okay, everyone, so those are the six biggest reasons that researchers have found people do not use annuities in their retirement. Hopefully this gave you some insight into your own situation. And if you did find this information helpful, do us a favor, please like the podcast, please subscribe to it, and please share it with someone that you think it could help. And if you're interested in getting your questions answered for your own personal situation, all you have to do is go to atlasannuity.com or click the schedule a call button in the top right corner on any page of the website. And that way we can get all of your questions answered and find out if the Atlas Annuity strategy is right for you. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 39, wishing you all the best in your financial education. And we'll see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.